So we're talking about management of the axilla in the setting of neoadjuvant therapy. And I want to ask you in general about the issue of neoadjuvant therapy. We saw in the Lancet Oncology a big meta-analysis that came out of the Early Breast Cancer Trials Collaborative Group. I'm curious what your thoughts were about that. Also, some work that you did looking at local regional recurrence in patients getting neoadjuvant therapy, a paper that was published in Cancer.
So the meta-analysis that you mentioned was an important paper. They looked at the neoadjuvant versus adjuvant chemotherapy and looked at outcomes of the patients. They confirmed essentially what we knew, that there is no difference in survival or distant recurrence if you get neoadjuvant or adjuvant chemotherapy. They also noted the slight increase in local recurrence in the neoadjuvant chemotherapy group versus the adjuvant chemotherapy group. Now, there are a couple issues with that. Number one is numerically we've seen that before in B18 and several of the other trials. And when you think about it, when you take patients that have bigger tumors, that they require mastectomy, you downstage them to breast conservation, you put them into the bucket of breast conservation. So you compare the neoadjuvant to adjuvant chemotherapy, you compare the bucket with a lot higher risk patients to a bucket with a lower risk patients, you would expect a little bit more local recurrence rate as a result. Embedded in that analysis, also another prior meta-analysis, was the fact that some series that were included in this meta-analysis did not have surgery as part of the treatment. In other words, they gave neoadjuvant chemotherapy with the French studies, and then if they had a clinical complete response, they gave radiotherapy to the breast. They did not do surgery. And those studies have higher rates of local recurrence. Now, in a previous meta-analysis, when they excluded these studies from the meta-analysis, the remaining studies, when surgery took place, there was no difference in local recurrence between the neoadjuvant and adjuvant approach. In this meta-analysis, they looked at that, and they made the comment that they did not see any interaction in terms of including or excluding these studies. So they said even if you excluded the study, it was a little bit higher, and there was no interaction. So you can then make the conclusion from this that, yes, there is a little higher rate of local recurrence, was about 5% difference, but that's inclusive of the studies that surgery did not take place. If you exclude those, probably it would be smaller. So you would expect that there better be 2 or 3% maybe difference in local recurrence, which is not a reason to not take the neoadjuvant approach with several other benefits, as you well know. But this is what this meta-analysis showed. Now, we had published information looking at local recurrence after neoadjuvant chemotherapy and tried to identify independent predictors in the B18 and B27 studies. And essentially what we found was that the local recurrence is dependent on the response of the tumor in the breast and nodes, in addition to some factors that you can determine before neoadjuvant chemotherapy, such as, for example, tumor size for mastectomy patients, such as age for lumpectomy patients, and also clinical nodal status. Patients with palpable axillary nodes had higher risk of local recurrence. But all these factors are modified by the presence of pathological complete response in the breast and sterilization of nodes to negative, and then you can modify the risk downwards. And as a result of that, we now have a clinical trial that is ongoing for several years now, hopefully on the way to completion in the next couple of years, where we take patients with positive nodes before neoadjuvant chemotherapy that become clinically non-negative. After neoadjuvant chemotherapy, we do the sentinel node, biopsy or axillary dissection, and if the nodes are negative, then we randomize them to comprehensive radiotherapy or not. So this is a prospective trial building on the data that we've discussed from the B18 and B27, trying to show that for patients that do convert the nodes from positive to negative, the radiotherapy will not improve on disease-free survival, essentially, invasive disease-free survival. That includes both local and distant recurrence as well. So that's an important study. Hopefully we'll complete accrual in the next couple of years and get results soon that will help us modify our approach.
What about in the randomized studies, the old studies of neoadjuvant versus adjuvant, when you focus on patients with breast conservation, could you see a difference there in local recurrence?
Yeah, there was. I mean, in the B18, we saw about a 3% difference in local recurrence. And this was not significant per se, but when we look at the meta-analysis, about the same difference became statistically significant. But again, in the meta-analysis, you had the issue of the studies with no surgery. And then when they looked at separately, then the studies that have surgery did not show a significant difference.